Hello again, guys. Welcome back to FNAF 4 Explained. I'm releasing a bunch of episodes today. I have a lot of free time. So today we'll be continuing our timeline. Where did we leave off exactly? Oh yes, the Bite of 83. Alright. So welcome back, y'all. Thanks for coming back again. So we'll be continuing on our timeline. So, question of the day. Why was William enraged? Bite of 83. There's your answer. There is a theory going around that he got drunk at a local bar called Junior's. Then he drove over and tried to talk some sense into Henry Emily, but found his daughter Charlie outside. No. He was like, I'm gonna kill Charlie since your dad killed my son. So he kills Charlie. Then the puppet comes out, realizing that the bracelet code is in danger, realizes that he can't help Charlie, and then they both die, infused. William walked away a free man due to every charge, like every single charge that was held against him got proven wrong because there's lots of evidence that it could have just been a random psycho. But we're going to continue to move on. So William Afton was looking innocent and decided to shut down Fred Bear's family diner. He had to shut down the diner. And he did so because of both his son and Charlie's death. Those are two high profiles. So they had to shut the place down and move on to Freddy Fazbear's. Now, no. This is not at all where FNAF 1 happens. FNAF 1 happens way forward in the timeline. FNAF 4 happens next. He had to keep Michael in the house because he kept going to the pizza restaurant. So he had an idea. Using hallucinogenic gas and sound deception, he made literal nightmares out of the animatronics. So he made these, like, white shapes that look like the animatronics. Then with a few sounds and some hallucinogenic gas, he made them into nightmares for his son to deal with. That would be his means of keeping Michael in the house. By the way, he built, like, a whole bunker under the house. That's where FNAF 5 takes place, which we'll be talking about in the next episode. But right now, we're going to answer the big question of the day. I'm trying to think of a question. Well, yeah, what is FNAF? Just searched Google. It's a series and media franchise created by Scott Cawthon that includes video games, novels, graphic novels, and films. The story arcs typically follow a night guard or other character trying to survive from midnight till 6 a.m. for 5 levels called nights while feeding off attacks from homicidal animatronic characters. There you go. That fun. Here are some developers: Scott Games, Steel Wool Studios, Mega Cat Studios, Quick Team. Publishers: Scott Games, Quick Team, Illuminex, Mega Cat Studios, and Scott Cawthon. He's the creator. Let's see the platforms. It's available on Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series S, Nintendo Switch, iOS, Oculus Quest, Oculus Quest 2, and Google Stadia. Well, there you have it. Another episode of FNAF Lore Explained. I'll dive into some more fundamentals for our timeline tomorrow. See y'all.